KSL News Time now, 6:09. Emergency triple team traffic. Where are the slowdowns, Mark?
Well, the slowdowns in the valley are kind of where they usually are in the final hour of Friday rush hour. Southbound I-15 through the valley, worst around the south interchange, but it's really quickly improving now. Northbound coming up Draper into Sandy, sluggish, but much improved. Then it looks like the worst of the northbound commute through the valley is going to be right through South Salt Lake. Now, there is a Jazz game tonight, so expect some downtown heavy traffic. Everything to the west looks good. Back into Parley's Canyon. East I-80 looks much better. It was closed at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. It is now open. Parley's Canyon itself at its worst around Summit Park, Mountain Dell region. Dave.
That drive into Utah County over the point, it's improving a little bit. But you're still going to have the delays coming out of Bluffdale over the point, down past 2100 North and Lehigh, and really won't get back to freeway speed until you're approaching Lehigh Main Street. Still some delays northbound on I-15 as well at Lehigh Main Street up to SR-92. Just kind of slow and going spots there. That's not as bad as the southbound side of the drive, and there's still some heavy traffic for you north and southbound on I-15 near an accident at mile marker 197. This is going to be near Yuba Lake down in central Utah. So pretty good delays there in both directions. Michelle.
Highway 40 is showing unusual slowdown still between Fruitland and Daniels Summit. Then you'll hit those delays again on Highway 40 from Jordanelle to I-80. I-15 northbound is also showing slowdowns around 400 North and Bountiful. Then southbound I-15 is slow between Roy and Sunset. This Friday at Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.